Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Now it seems odd as we begin this Advent season to have our first gospel reading from Holy Week. Seems a strange position to have the triumphal entry, the Palm Sunday reading, here as we begin Advent. I would think we should have some reading talking about the journey of Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem or something more appropriate like that, but each Advent season begins with a Palm Sunday reading. And I think it's probably more appropriate than we realize. Because Advent is a time of new beginnings. Advent is a time of refreshment and focus on those things to come. And here Jesus is coming. As the King, he enters Jerusalem for the last time. He rides in on a donkey. And some might say, well, it's probably appropriate because Mary most likely rode something on the way to Jerusalem, or on the way to Bethlehem, rather. She probably rode on a donkey of some kind, or perhaps another mode of transport, but he enters Jerusalem just as he entered Bethlehem, lowly, in humbleness, on a borrowed animal. When he was laid in the manger, it was not his manger, it was a borrowed manger. So probably more appropriate than we realize. We pray the Lord's Prayer every week, but the phrase, "Thy kingdom come," probably has no greater meaning than as we read the Palm Sunday reading. The kingdom of God is truly coming to Jerusalem. He enters the city. Some don't necessarily want him there. There's a great ruckus that follows the crowd, that comes with the crowd and the shouts of Hosanna, and people want Jesus to quiet his disciples and tell them to quit shouting and causing all sorts of trouble. And Jesus says, I can't. Because even if the people were quiet, the very creation would make noise, would call out, would sing out, and would cry out. Because all of creation waits for the redemption of Christ. All of creation waits for the coming King. Not just people, but the whole world waits for what's happening here in Jerusalem. It's also interesting that in this Advent season, we decorate the church with such festival lights and candles and colors and decorations. And yet when we look around us, we don't necessarily see that played out every day. Jesus enters Jerusalem in triumph, it says, but yet the world around suffers. Our eyes can see the suffering in the world. It doesn't look like it does in here with all of the shiny decorations and the wonderful colors, because the whole world is waiting for the kingdom of God to come. Thy kingdom come. It's not just for us, but for everybody. And it's not what our eyes can see, because our eyes can't see it. We can't see the kingdom of God coming, because they're so clouded by sin in the world, by things that are broken. I mean, just think about setting up your own Christmas decorations, and how many times do you plug in lights and they don't all work. That's why you want to plug them in before you put them on the tree. Just a little hint if you haven't figured that one out yet. Because all of creation suffers. I'm not trying to make light of things by comparing it to broken Christmas lights, but it's sort of symbolic. of the brokenness of the world around us, the longing for thy kingdom come. The people in Jerusalem long the same. That's why they line the streets with their cloaks, and that's why they wave the palm branches, and that's why they shouted the hosannas, because they were hoping for the new kingdom to come. They were hoping that Jesus would be the coming king who would fix Jerusalem, who would save Israel, who would put everything right again. They didn't want the Greek rule. They didn't want the Roman rule. They didn't even want the Pharisees to be in power. They wanted their own, and they were really hoping that Jesus would be that guy. But thy kingdom come doesn't mean what we want it to mean. Doesn't mean what the disciples wanted it to mean. Because it takes eyes of faith to see thy kingdom come. And it's not until thy kingdom comes that our eyes can see it in faith. We decorate for a lot of different reasons, but one is so that we come here and we see this place as a place of hope for thy kingdom come. We prepare for the celebration with lights and colors and stars and all sorts of things in hope of thy kingdom come. We wait for it as much as anyone else does, as much as they did before Jesus came and as much as they have since. We wait for that kingdom to come. Advent is a season of preparation. It's a season of readiness, but it's not just for Christmas. See, the world around us, once Christmas comes and goes, it's done. It's over. It's on to the next thing, which would be Valentine's Day. It was probably have stuff up before Christmas is even done. There'll be Valentine's Day things up. And then after that, Easter is waiting in the wings. The world just can't wait to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and getting these holidays through. Because for them, that's all that it is. But for those who wait for the Lord, who wait for thy kingdom come, it's so much more. And we suffer the same things. We all go through the same struggles. Whether it's the fires that ravaged California or the earthquake that just hit Alaska, whether it's personal struggles, financial struggles, whether it's health issues, we all suffer the same. It doesn't matter if we believe or not, suffering comes to everybody. And so that's why thy kingdom come is so important this time of year. It's so important for Advent, that season of hope, so that in the midst of the suffering, we can look to the redemption of all, to the salvation of all, to the security, and as we talked about in Bible class, the justice and righteousness that comes with the new king, with Jesus and his return. Thy kingdom come. Jesus says that the very creation would cry out, the very stones would sing. I don't know what song stones sing. I won't even make a joke about the Rolling Stones. We know what songs they sing. And I can't speak for mountains or oceans. And I can't speak for anything else in creation. But I think I can speak for some people who say, they long for that coming king. They shout the Hosanna, not because of some earthly expectation of Jesus, but we shout the Hosanna because we know the spiritual blessing that comes. Thy kingdom come. Luther says that God's kingdom indeed does come, even without our prayer. But we'd ask that it would come to us. Today. right now, that his kingdom would take up residence in our hearts, that as he entered Jerusalem humbly on a donkey, that his word would enter humbly into our hearts. Advent truly is a wonderful season, beautifully decorated. And I know after the work that I didn't do a lot of work. I held a cup of coffee. The work that was put into putting all of these decorations up, we'd probably like to leave them up for a lot longer than we do. And while they may not be in front of us in our eyes, the hope that they give is in our hearts, whether the decorations are up or not. Because it's not really about the decorations. It's about thy kingdom come. It's about Jesus. And he is in our hearts. Wherever we may go and whatever we may go through, he is there. So the days will come and go that some days we do feel like celebrating and shouting Hosanna. Other days, not so much. But whether we feel like it or not isn't what's important. It's what Jesus is here for us. And he is the hope of the Advent season. He's the hope of all seasons. He is the King who comes humbly and quietly. And he's the one who comes humbly and lowly. He's the one who enters into our hearts not through some grand sweeping gesture or amazing palace on the hill. He comes through his word, his sacraments, his people. So we look forward to Christmas, but we look forward to thy kingdom come. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and always. Amen.